The tourism sector welcomed a record 2 million stopover visitors last year. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss plans to further develop the industry going forward. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
Minister, it's always good to talk with you. You had a successful year in the tourism sector, and you certainly were smiling a lot when you welcomed the 2 million visitor late last year. What policies particularly you would say and you would draw attention to, which has stood the country in good stead in terms of our tourism success?
There are a number of things, and let me divide them into two. Okay. I think historically, and how we are having this discussion, what you look at as the success of the industry has to be looked at your arrival figures, how many flights you get in, the number of seats, the earnings from the sector, and these are very important. And what we have in place is some very good structures that help to make that happen. Mm-hmm. From a government point of view, those things within the government, we have a very strong tourist board, which year after year gets kudos for the work that it does.
Okay.
The Tourism Product Development Company, Jamvac, mm-hmm. these are all agencies which are proven and tested, and the work that they do behind the scenes make a lot of difference in getting the airlift, doing the things. That's one element. On the other side of it, I think, is where certainly our priority thrust is now, is to try and ensure that the impact of tourism, that we can get more impact from the arrivals that are coming now for Jamaica, keep more of that money here, and also spread the benefits amongst more Jamaicans.
So the linkages.
So you have the linkages, which we have put in place, a linkages hub, which is doing quite well, very excited about that program. Mm-hmm. And I think we're starting to see some of the benefits from it, but it's really early days. But we have a path that we're going on, and I think that's going to be very important going forward. The thrust into community tourism, mm-hmm. of a huge program working with JSIF, and the Ready program.
Minister, what about the health and recuperative niche in tourism? That's a big market, and especially with the aging of populations in developed countries and with our climatic conditions, it seems ideal.
It's an area that we are having a lot of discussion in now. What we would do in government is to put the policy frameworks, mm-hmm. try and invite persons down who are interested in it. But what you really want is for your private sector to realize the opportunity that exists, mm-hmm. and to act on it. And already persons are having discussions about it. Already we're having some discussions with investors about health tourism, and I think that maybe by next month we'll be able to say something about that.
Minister, airlifts, how are we doing with that in terms of opening up new areas, having partnerships with airlines?
Good. In our traditional market, the US, we've had some ups and downs. We were having some challenges out of the tri-state area, mm-hmm. Up in the northeast, but they're balanced.
New markets like Russia.
Yes, absolutely. And last year, I mean, interestingly, we welcomed the first flight from Russia, mm-hmm. on the 1st of January last year. I mean, it seems like forever, but it's only 1 year. And in that year, it has done very well. And we have gone to the point where in November, they moved from a 777 with 320 seats to a 747 with 520 seats. So they have almost doubled their capacity. They have now made contact with us and said that they are interested in looking at talking to CAA and putting in some scheduled flights. Now, that carries it to a whole new level, because under the charters, what happens is that persons coming have to book a vacation to travel. Mm-hmm. But when you put it on schedule, it goes on all the boards all over the world. So somebody just coming to Jamaica or Jamaica to Moscow would simply just book a ticket like you would do to Miami or to New York. So it opens up a whole block of persons in a different economic area, as well as having the platform for your traditional. So that will move us in the right direction, and we think there's great potential for it.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.